I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Greece has halted construction on new refugee camps in the Aegean Islands. The stream of refugees from Turkey is getting bottlenecked on the islands, and Aegean locals want them to be allowed into the mainland and into other European countries. Tasos Ioannidis of AMG International says many on the Aegean Islands suffer from compassion fatigue, but Christians can have a different perspective.
So when we see the situation and we wonder, well, what is going on? We can't really keep on doing this forever. We need to remind ourselves that God is bringing these people to us, and we need to be caring for them and showing them the love of Jesus. And God is at work, and He is transforming lives.
And many ministries have plans for reaching the unreached. But who exactly are the unreached, and what would it mean for the church to equip them with the gospel? According to Ed Weaver of Spoken Worldwide, the line between reached and unreached is a thin one.
If a people group has more than 2% evangelical population in it, then there's a sense that there's enough local church momentum to be able to take over the mission of the gospel to that people group. There's enough critical mass, if you will.
Written Bibles, oral scripture, and discipleship training are just a few of the resources that many budding parts of the church need. Weaver says it can be difficult to get international believers invested in groups that are already considered to be reached. Help change that trend with links at missionnews.org. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a listener-supported service of One Way Ministries. We depend on our listeners and sponsors to keep MNN on the air. Every bit helps as we look at the headlines through the lens of the Great Commission. So would you consider giving today? Just look for the Support MNN tab at our website to donate online or get the address to send a check. Go to missionnews.org. That's missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.